This shouldn't be a thing.
If you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and Me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This actually does not fit under the umbrella of this shouldn't be a thing because we kind of love this.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any place to put it, so we put it here. I'm just going to tell you that. Just being honest.
That's the kind of transparency we'd like to see in government, Jane Matinari, you bring into this show.
That's what you get on this program is transparency. This Calvin found from the Manhattan Times.
That doesn't sound made up.
No byline, unfortunately, but the headline reads, "Bear breaks into California zoo to play with other bears."
I love that.
How can you not love that? A young black bear caused quite a stir at Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka, California, not by escaping.
No.
But by breaking in. Last week, a zoo worker found the wild bear standing curiously, nose pressed up against a fence of the zoo's resident black bears. What followed was a surprising and harmless encounter that left zoo staff and visitors both puzzled and amused. Zoo supervisor Christine Noel said the bear was very polite, stayed on the path, kept all four paws on the ground, didn't try to climb any barriers.
I'm just here to see my friends.
He was just spotted walking through a trail, and then he was seen interacting with the zoo's three resident bears through the fence. Once staff realized the bear wasn't theirs, it's like, how many bears do we have? One, two, three. That would be four.
You have four now. You have four bears
we
now.
We have an extra bear. Once staff realized the bear was not theirs, they started emergency protocols. One employee radioed, "Is this a drill?" No, there we have a loose bear. Oh. Not every day they help with crowd control for a bear who doesn't understand, stay behind the railings. Because he was right up against the fence so he could talk to his friends. Thankfully, the wild bear never came into contact with visitors. They believe it's a young bear, about 1.5 years old. Calm, curious, going nose to nose with other bears in what appeared to be polite introductions.
Okay, a few things here. If the bear didn't get to stay there, that's the thing that shouldn't be. This bear should be living there now. Yes. They can, it's fine. They're experts. They'll know what to do. It's a baby bear. And also, it's stories like this that make me want to go pet bears. I'm sorry.
Don't pet bears.
I'm not going to. But when you hear about cute little bears with their nose pressed, you're like, I just want to be friends with them.
Aren't they adorable? They don't want. Yeah, they don't want to be friends with you. After playing with some of their toys, a wildlife warden gently guided the bear back into the nearby forest. They're still trying to figure out how it got over the perimeter fence, which is topped with barbed wire. They think he may have climbed a tree and then dropped in accidentally and then found himself on the wrong side of the fence.
I really blame my dog. I don't think I'd have these kind of feelings for the stories like this if I didn't have a dog, because now I'm just thinking of a tiny little bear being all cute, like, I just want to play with my friend. Oh my God. Okay.
Everything wrapped up well.
Yep.
Everybody was fine.
Good.
Online, locals speculated about the bear's motives, suggesting it was looking for snacks, friends, possibly to be a bear ambassador or ambassador.
Thank you. She's not going to pass that up. She's not going to pass that up at all. Oh, that's a good story.
And we love it.
Oh,
we're kind of pro bears visiting bears.
Oh, yes. And come on back to their supervised visits. I don't know. I just want this bear to be part of their lives now.
He can come back.
Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.